Apple isn't the only tech company making news this week. AOL announced yesterday that it would lay off 5,000 employees worldwide. That's over a quarter of its workforce. The market for dial-up internet is shrinking. Customers are leaving AOL for high-speed services from phone and cable companies. AOL is now looking at free services supported by advertising as a way to stay profitable. Tom Lowry is a senior writer for Businessweek magazine, and he joins us to talk about the changes. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Melissa.
Let's explain this a little bit. AOL's parent company, Time Warner, made $2 billion last quarter, and now we hear AOL is cutting 5,000 jobs. What's going on?
Well, AOL is shifting strategies. They're going to make some of their services free instead of charging folks a subscription fee. And the way that that makes sense for them is that they're going to have to recoup the revenues they lose from subscriptions through advertising. But until they can do that, they desperately need to cut costs to maintain their profit levels. So, of course, you know, the first place you look when you're cutting costs is headcount reductions. So, you know, a day after they announced this free strategy, they announced they're laying off 5,000 people. I suspect it will be probably in the marketing areas and customer support areas as the subscription and dial-up business goes away. They probably will not need those folks anymore.
So does this mean I can expect fewer of those AOL CDs to be landing in my mailbox?
Absolutely. And, you know, what may be a problematic is that the customer service area will get cut, too. So if you ever have a problem with any of your email or instant messaging, it may take you longer to get it rectified than it does already.
Now, in this shift to drawing on internet-based advertising, is that enough of a revenue stream for AOL to make this work?
It's going to be tough because, you know, there are players out there already who are ad-supported online destinations like Google and Yahoo that have had a big head start on AOL. You know, AOL, for years, has relied heavily on the subscription revenues. So, I mean, Google, for instance, is reporting more than $1 billion in ad revenues a quarter. You know, in the second quarter that was announced just a few days ago by AOL, they had a 40% jump in ad revenues, but it was only the $450 million. So they've got a lot of catching up to do, and it means you've got to also put some compelling content on your services to draw advertisers in and get those page views you need to be able to charge the kinds of rates to get the revenues you need.
Now, AOL is still, as I understand it, the largest internet service provider, but they've been losing subscribers left and right. So how does this company not become a dinosaur?
Well, I mean, I think it's all up to, you know, the kinds of services they offer right now. I mean, the most popular sites on the internet right now are ones that offer really, really kind of fun or good or cool video, you know, YouTube, and also the kinds of online destinations that create kind of these social communities like MySpace. So I think for them to be able to be relevant, they've got to do a lot more of that. Obviously, you know, instant messaging will always be a popular service, and people will go to AOL just to do that. But I think they've got to do much more.
What do you think this story about AOL, its downsizing, its strategy shift, what does it say about what's happening with the web right now and how to make money on it?
I just think it's become much more competitive. I mean, before, AOL was the only act in town. And it just shows you just how competitive the digital landscape is. I mean, every company's trying to figure out how to make money for dollars that they've lost, let's say, through a decline in advertising in radio or TV or magazines on the internet. I mean, every media company is struggling with that right now.
Tom Lowry, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Tom Lowry is a senior writer for Business Week magazine. We were talking about the downsizing and restructuring of AOL. We'll be right back.